AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for All Points Bulletin with Sheriff Al Lamberti, Sunday afternoons at 2, right here on AM 1470 WNN. I just did what I had to do and moved on to the next thing. That's Jamal, who became a young caregiver at age 15 when his mom had a stroke. There are many children and adolescents living in our community who provide substantial assistance to household members who need help because of physical or mental illness, disability, frailty associated with aging, substance misuse, or other conditions. These student caregivers are yet unseen and unheard. Your help is very much needed to raise awareness, conduct research, and provide the support and services caregiving youth need. Please call Lori Connors at 561-391-7401 or visit www.aacy.org to learn more. If you're a golfer, a tennis player, or even if you're not, you can still swing into action by promoting dignity and independence for those who can't drive or go out on their own. Join Boca Respite Volunteers, people of all ages helping people of all ages. Do what you already know how to do for yourself or someone else. Call 561-391-7401 or visit www.boca-respite.org.
On today's episode of America's Least Wanted, the home invaders most likely to threaten your family are not human. Cockroaches can spread salmonella and trigger asthma attacks. Termites destroy billions of dollars in property each year. And stinging insects send 500,000 people to emergency rooms. Learn how to protect your family. Arm yourself with the facts at pestworld.org.
A public service announcement from the National Pest Management Association.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Welcome to the Creating Cafe with your host, Barbara Joy, laughingly and lovingly known as the Shift Guru. Barbara is an author, motivational speaker, and life shift coach. She assists individuals like you to identify and shift limiting beliefs as they choose to create the life they deserve. Her show is focused on those perspectives that will assist you in creating the life you desire. She will be joined by fascinating guests who will share their own inspirational stories and will provide you with the tools and awarenesses to use to create a more dynamic life. Last but not least, Barbara will assist the angelic realm in sharing their insights with you. Enjoy the discussion as you learn how to apply these unique and empowering insights to your own life. Join Barbara at the Creating Cafe. Settle into a comfortable chair with your favorite cup of coffee or tea and a mind open to the possibilities of life. Consider the life you desire to create. Identify those areas in need of shifting. And join Barbara as she provides insights and wisdom. You just might choose to shift a long-held perspective. Any shift of perspective shifts your beliefs and your life experience. Join Barbara now at the Creating Cafe.
Hello and welcome to the Creating Cafe. And I hope once again that you have settled into a wonderful, comfortable area, either of your life or of the space around you, depending upon where you are. That you have settled back in whatever manner causes you or allows you the greatest opportunity to open your mind to the possibilities. This show today, we are beginning a series. We are beginning a series based upon the creating formula. And each week, as I did this week, the blog post will show what chapter or chapters we're going to be covering. We're changing the format a bit. The angelic realm is going to lead the show. They, for some reason, think they should. And then I'm going to have a wonderful guest on whose information is pertinent to our topic. And then I, and of course I am Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, will close the show with insights and observations, more from my perspective of having dealt with the angelic realm and my own life. There is so much for us to learn about our own creating abilities. That's what the creating formula is all about. And so with no further ado, let me step aside and invite in the angelic realm. The information we desire to share with you, you who are in the physical at this time and place in history, is very clean and clear, and yet for some reason very difficult to assume, to assimilate, to live from your perspective. And the topics or the arenas we want to discuss today deal with the fact that you are a soul in a physical body, and further, that you are a soul with an agenda, an earth-based agenda. And that this agenda was agreed to between you as a soul and your higher power, however you define that higher power. In the book, The Creating Formula, we have asked Barbara to use the term the divine, the all, keeping it as generic as possible so you may insert whatever term or terms you choose, God, Allah, Mohammed, the goddess, whatever. Because it matters little to us what name you give the highest being. It matters to us that you have a connection. It matters to us and to you, by the way, that you begin to live that connection. It matters to us and to you in your physicalness, in the changing times that are upon you, to begin to accept all of who you are. So let us state again, you are a soul in a physical body. As a soul, you operate both in the physical body, which is a container not nearly large enough to hold your soul, because you are magnificent as a soul. You are expanded as a soul. So your physical body can only hold aspects of your soul. What is important to note is those aspects of your soul that it holds are absolutely perfect for the agenda you are here to accomplish. And let's talk about the term agenda for just a bit. Your agenda is that which you have agreed with the divine, the all, source, God, Allah, the goddess, Muhammad, whatever term you choose to use, and there are many we have not explored yet, whatever you and the divine agreed to for your learning, your experiencing in this earth iteration. And we will go further to say that there are others who are experiencing through you, and we will touch upon that at a later time because it is an entire topic within itself. What's important to note about your agenda is that in your agenda, in your intended experiencing, and you will notice that we don't tend to use the word purpose or contract. We prefer instead to look at an agenda very much you might look at a high school curriculum, a college curriculum, any advanced education. It is as if you're moving into a semester, let's say in high school or college. And in that semester, you have certain courses of study. That is what we mean by agenda. That is what we mean by intention of what you came to experience. For in those courses of study, you came to experience life on the earth plane. And you have experienced life on many other planes as well, although the vast majority of you tend to come back over and over to the earth plane, and you've done that for many reasons. The biggest reason is that it best supports your agenda. You have designed, you, working with the divine, the all, your soul team, all of us have designed the perfect body, the perfect location, the perfect world, if you will, to experience your agenda. Much like you would choose a college to experience or to gain a certain degree with a certain angle or edge or intended or, you know, unique curriculum to it, you have chosen Earth because of your agenda, because of your skill sets to this point as a soul in a physical body, and because of that which you came to experience and support others with. And let's speak for just a moment about the gifts you have brought. The gifts or the talents or the capabilities, whatever term you choose to use, that you have brought into this life, this iteration, if you will, to support you in the accomplishment of your agenda. Again, much like school, we will continue to draw parallels with schooling. You don't tend to take trigonometry until you've taken algebra. You don't tend to take advanced chemistry until you've taken basic chemistry. Because in the coursework of algebra and chemistry, as an example, you gain certain knowing, certain skills, certain talents, certain gifts. So your agenda is based upon those gifts you have gained in other iterations, other lifetimes, other learnings. The gifts that your soul carries as it goes through its evolutionary process. And this is not to say that one set of gifts is any better than the next. It is to say that a set of gifts establishes a curriculum, an agenda, and that set of gifts actually, if you choose to look at it this way, determines all that you are to accomplish. We notice that on the earth plane, gifts are held in high regard. Gifts come with responsibility. You do not bring in a talent without an agenda. So if you are letting your mental ego run wild that you have all these gifts, a gift, for example, is what Barbara has with communicating with us, then you will most likely not accomplish your agenda because you will be stuck in the place of the mental ego, primping and preening and strutting around instead of saying, what am I to accomplish with this gift? How am I to learn, grow, evolve with this gift? Others of you, again, another mental ego construct on the other end of the scale, tend to deny your gifts. And you may hear yourself say something like, who am I to be able to do this? Who am I to share this message? And you will also sometimes see yourself flip-flopping between those two mental ego standpoints, the one of lack of worthiness, which is a fear-based approach, and the other of preening and feeling superior, which, by the way, is also a fear-based approach. It is where the mental ego lives. Instead, we recommend that you accept your gifts, and then you connect with your higher knowing, your higher power, with us, perhaps, and begin to understand your intention at a soul level for using those gifts. For it is when you begin to understand, accept, acknowledge, in balance, the gifts you have, and then step into the world gently, lightly, in regard and respect for every other soul's agenda around you, that we can best support you. For gifts are very much like karma. When they are operating from an out-of-balance position, whether out of balance of who am I, or out of balance, look at me, then your next iteration, and yes, you will have more, will be a necessity of bringing balance into those gifts. And this is not a scare tactic. This is not a fear tactic. This is a motivational step to your plate. Do not measure you by the gifts, talents, or value propositions that others bring to the world. Measure yourself by your knowing. Accept that you are a soul in a physical body. Accept that you have an agenda that you, at a soul level, have agreed to, and that you have created the perfect place, time, and talents to complete. And then live in fullness and continue to be the creating element you are from a level of consciousness and knowing, rather than simply unconsciously going through the actions ordained by your society. Not much of content there, eh? This is the kind of information that they tended to be bringing in during the creating formula. And I don't know about you, my first time listening to this was a little challenging. This may be a segment that you choose to listen to again, for it truly is a building block. And now let's move on to my guest for today, Betsy Thompson. Betsy is an amazing soul. And her story is a story of a life before she accepted her gift, and now a life after she has accepted her gift. So let's welcome.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today. 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, and I invite you to connect with me every Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN 1470 AM Boca Raton, Florida, or blogtalkradio.com/ShiftGuru. Listen to the Creating Cafe, consider the possibilities, and let me assist you in shifting those limiting beliefs so you become the dynamic, creating individual you're intended to be.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Dynamic guest with me today, Betsy. Welcome, Betsy.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
I am so delighted to have you with us. Your message, your information is so critical, as I see it, to what's happening in life right now. So let's get right into it. And can you share with us what taking responsibility has meant to you in your life?
Well, Barbara, it has actually turned my life completely around. I spent the first half of my life blaming everyone else for the situation I was in. And while I blamed, all I did was attract people into my life who were blaming me for their situation. So when I finally reached the bottom of the heap, you might say, almost becoming a bag lady, I decided that I was going to start taking responsibility for my life and the mess I was in. And that was very empowering, because once I realized that I was responsible for the mess I was in, it gave me the power to recreate. And that's when everything turned around, and financially, emotionally, spiritually, everything in my life turned around. So I believe that taking responsibility is essential to having a productive life. And I think it's essential for countries to take responsibility, people to take responsibility, nations to take responsibility for what they are creating for themselves to experience.
I couldn't agree more with you. And I have a question.
Okay.
I've heard a number of people talk, not using your exact terms, but talk about taking responsibility. Sounds like in listening to you and in learning more about you, you made a huge turnaround. What two or three steps, as you look back on it, were the most important steps you took?
I would say it was accepting the idea that people give this different names, action, reaction, cause and effect, the law of attraction, but it's really the pulling of energy back to itself. So what that means to me is that we're all facing our mirrors all the time, our emotional mirrors. And so if we receive cruelty from someone else, it is not about lambasting the cruel person. It is about looking within and asking, where have I been cruel to someone that I have attracted this mirror to me? Because as long as you put it out there as someone else's fault that you feel the way you do, you will always be at the effect of other people. Once you take responsibility and say, where did I begin the boomerang? Where did I throw out the boomerang that the boomerang is now coming back to me? And then you put yourself in this position of power where you are able to create whatever you want for yourself. So that is what really changed my life, by going inward and seeing where did I need to change, not where did the other person need to change, but what do I need to see within myself so that I can enact something else, so I can affect instead of being at the effect.
So you can affect. So how did you take accountability for that, or for them being a mirror, not for their action, but for their mirroring?
Okay, well, when I was in California, there was a person in my life, and she was very patronizing of me. And so I said at that point, I had been into the study a little bit, and I said, okay, so now I have to put my money where my mouth is, and I have to say, to solve this the way I believe it works. So I said to myself, how is this person making me feel? And I wrote down what I felt so ego wouldn't come in and try to erase everything that I had written down to try to help myself, because ego will do that. So I wrote down that she was making me feel like I was less than enough. She was making me feel that I didn't measure up, that I didn't get it, that I was somehow wrong. And all these feelings, I wrote them down. And then I said, well, okay, so this is how I feel. So how am I making somebody else feel this way? And the minute I asked myself that question, I knew exactly who it was. And what happened was, when I first started this the work that I do, the writing that I do, I was getting so many wonderful answers that were just blowing me away, and I was thinking that this was the solution to everything, and I was like acting like everybody needs to hear this because this is the answer. And so I was acting to others like, don't you get it, don't you get it, you know. And I was being the person that I hated seeing in others. I was being this person. And so as soon as I recognized what I was doing, then I was able to stop doing that. And this other person, and I did, I stopped being that way. I started remembering that everybody has their own answers and everyone is here on their own path. And so then this person did not go out of my life, but they continued being patronizing, but it didn't bother me anymore. It didn't impact my heart because it wasn't in my aura. I wasn't doing it anymore. So this was like an incredible example to me, like that you could be with people who were behaving a certain way, and if you hadn't behaved that way, it wasn't going to impact you. It was just like you noticed it. You said, oh, yeah, there's that behavior again, but it was nothing personal. It didn't impact me. So that was really a major realization in my life.
So you saw or you felt something happening, quote, to you or someone impacting you.
Yes.
You acknowledged the feeling. You physically wrote down the feelings.
Yes.
So, again, I love that. So your mental ego wouldn't get a chance to erase it or make it right.
Right.
And then you looked at where you were creating those feelings for other people.
Yes.
Beautiful.
That was the solution. That's what got me to get over that. You know, if you can't acknowledge a feeling, you can't do anything. If you don't acknowledge that you have a feeling, you're powerless to change it. You have to put it out there in front of you and say, okay, that has been me. I have been behaving that way. So then you take that powerful position of the creator, who recreates.
The creator of your life.
Yes.
But are there other nuggets of gold you came across?
I believe the whole idea of the book that I wrote, Walking Through Illusion, is that we come into the illusion, which is the illusion being anything that is here today and could be gone tomorrow, which includes our body and everything we see, hear, taste, smell, and touch. And we come into this illusion to find what is real, which is our emotions. Because for something to be real, it has to be real whether you are in form or you are out of form. And the only thing that is real in both places is emotion. So I believe we come here in our bodies it's just like an exercise or a game we come here to play to see how much love we can find while we're here. And I really believe that we all have the essence of God within us, and we are all energy personified in form, and we are here to expand who we are. So that's what I think it's all about, and this is what has happened to me in the last 20 years, realizing that you are this powerful energy yourself and to use it well.
Beautiful. Now, you talked about one other aspect as we were kind of going through this, and that is the aspect of the law of attraction, the cause and effect.
You know, I believe that the universe is balanced. How could this universe exist without being balanced? The planets all in perfect balance with the Earth, all in perfect balance with each other. So, and I believe that we are balanced internally and externally, which means that everything given returns to the giver in order to maintain that balance. In fact, I think that's what the words "do unto others as you would have them do unto you" is all about. I think that Jesus wanted people to treat each other kindly for their own sakes, because that was the only way they would get what they wanted.
Or we perceive that we're doing it for the other person, when in fact what we're doing is we're creating the boomerang effect, I love that term, coming back into our lives.
Yes, and it comes back with greater force, because that's how physics works.
Yeah.
So if you put out the love, you get more love back. If you put out the anger and the cruelty, you get more cruelty back. That's how it works. And not because the universe is cruel, but because the universe thinks we want whatever we give to others.
Yes. And they do answer every request we make, whether the request is anger at another person. They assist us in bringing anger into our life.
Yes, because they think you love what you give.
Exactly.
Yes. And that's the beauty of this, is that we have guidance right in front of us all the time. We never have to worry about where we are, because everybody in front of us is reflecting who we are.
Yes. Because there's no escaping what we are creating.
Right. Yes.
Now, let's talk about your gift for a minute, because I believe that there are a lot of listeners right now who have amazing gifts they've not honored.
Well, I was so young when this happened to me the first time. I was five, and it happened because I looked like my great-grandmother, and my mother loved this woman. She used to talk about her all the time and say how much I looked like her. And at five, you know, I thought, well, this is really an asset, because if I look like somebody my mother really loved, that's pretty neat. So I went to bed one night and said I was going to decide I would talk to her. And my great-grandmother, and no one, I never told anybody I was going to do this, so nobody told me I couldn't. So I did, and I thought it seemed perfectly natural to me that a voice responded. And after I'd been doing this for a couple of weeks, I told my sister what I was doing, and I asked her who she spoke to. And that was my first indication of how the rest of the world might react to this gift, because she teased me unmercifully for weeks and made me so miserable. And I was so fearful she would tell somebody and they would react the same way that I completely put it out of my mind and just ignored it. And I never had another conversation. And then when I was around 9 or so, Ouija boards came out as the hot new board game, and our family got one, and we were all excited to play. You know, we were like the age where haunted houses were the kick to explore. And so we were all sitting on the floor, and the board started moving around, and then we started accusing each other of moving it. But it was an excruciatingly slow game for three active children, and so my sisters finally said no, but I still sat there with this board, you know, and the things moving around. And then I got panicked, because I thought, well, this was something I got teased for before. So I was afraid of being humiliated again, and I stopped playing too. And then it wasn't until midlife when I had been telling this story and with my older son, and we were laughing about it, this thing with a Ouija board, that he turned around and gave me one for my birthday. So I told him he had to come over and do it with me, since it was a game for two or more players. And we did it, and it took us 4 hours to get a sentence, and it was a beautiful sentence. It was like something like, "You are the love of God, and everything you do, say, and think now and forever." But it was 4 hours, and my son said, "You know, it's up to you from here on, and I'm not interested in this anymore." So the next day I thought I'd try it and see what happened, and the first message you got was "Welcome home," and I was really... That was it for me. That's how I began. Now I don't still use the Ouija board, and I had to go through this process of being ashamed of using the Ouija board to get started, because there was a lot of it had a bad reputation because the board had been used in a negative way in many instances, but it brought a great understanding to me, Barbara, because I realized that any gift can be used in a positive or negative way. I think about the gift of oration was used one way by Churchill, another way by Hitler. The gift of movie making was used one way to create Gone with the Wind, another way to create child pornography. So it's brought a big understanding to me about the gift is yours. You are responsible for the product that comes out of it. So I had lessons along the way, but it was a great... And I don't always use the Ouija board or the letters. It's just a matter of letters. Sometimes I use letters to guide me when I get stuck. But it's to think that the Ouija board has power. You know, it's like thinking a piece of cardboard has power. When you really think about it logically, it's pretty ridiculous.
Right.
So it's just a tool. So that's how it birthed. And of course, after I honored the gift. You know, it was as if the spirit rushed in with anything I needed to continue the gift.
And one of the things they rushed in with is now what we call the book Walking Through Illusion.
Right.
Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, it's a series of interconnected stories about biblical people who either knew Jesus or knew of him and were influenced by him in one way or another. But it's not a book about Christianity. I am not a Christian. It's about people who lived long before Christianity began. And it's an emotional accounting more than a historical accounting, because that's what I believe is the reality of our lives. And that's how the book was written, as an emotional, each chapter has each character in the book has a challenge, an emotional challenge that is discussed in that chapter and what they did to overcome it or not overcome it. So they were walking through the illusion too. I guess one of the reasons to me it's so fun in a way is it shows that it doesn't matter when you live or where you live, that the emotional challenges are the same for others, for everyone. They're the same whenever or however or wherever you live. So it's brings the characters to the reader and me in a personal way, the things that we care about.
Beautifully. And beautifully said, because one of the beliefs I hold is that we come in for emotional, I call it emotional evolution.
Yes, exactly.
And different times in history, culture has supported different emotional evolutions differently. So, well, sadly, we have come to the end of this incredible conversation.
Aww.
But before we close, could you tell the listeners a little about how to reach you, any website you have, anything you'd like to share?
Okay. Well, I can be reached at my website, which is www.betsythompson.com. And on that website, I have all the links to any bookstores that they would want to order the book from or other books. And there's also a link to my blog, which is about my personal emotional experiences, and to Facebook and to Twitter and to all those different connections. And I just want to remind the reader that love is the bottom line, and to be open, accepting of everybody, and to think, would you rather be with a miserable person who agrees with you all your beliefs, or would you rather be with a happy person who didn't?
We will come back and discuss this amazing information from Betsy right after this commercial break. Stay tuned. Hello, I'm Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, and I invite you to connect with me every Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN 1470 AM Boca Raton, Florida, or blogtalkradio.com/ShiftGuru. Listen to the Creating Cafe, consider the possibilities, and let me assist you in shifting those limiting beliefs so you become the dynamic, creating individual you're intended to be.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Betsy is such an amazing individual. I am always delighted when I have the opportunity to connect with individuals like Betsy and share their message with you. The question she asked us, what might you like to recreate or to create in your life? What mirrors do you and I have that tell us we'd like to create differently? And another question, another way to ask that question is, what times are we playing victim to our own creating? Isn't that just amazing to get your brain around, to get your knowing around? And then she talked about something that I perceive is very important for us to each remember, and that is that our path is our path. To share information, as I did when the angelic realm came in with the creating formula, to share it out and then let others assimilate it in whatever method integrates in their path. I know that the angelic realm, when I asked them what are some of the truths to follow, and they said there are basically two. One truth is that when anyone is in alignment with their agenda, they are positively impacting others' agendas. So when we see people negatively impacting another soul's agenda, if we understand what their agenda is, we can presume that possibly they're not operating in alignment. And I said, okay, I get that one. I will watch my agenda and pay attention. The second thing they said is anyone who gives you a lot of truth with a capital T and tries to overlay their truth onto you, run. And it doesn't mean we don't have guiding principles. It doesn't mean, for example, that the Ten Commandments isn't a document to take and embrace and live within. It's a guiding principle for life. When people talk in capital T's, my team says, be aware and be wary. Because they're trying to overlay their agenda, their guidance onto you. To share it as, here's what I received, is perfectly fine. And let's talk about emotions for just a moment. Let's get into what I've learned as I've been practicing along this, and I want to share. And Betsy brought it up so beautifully. It's the emotions that tell us what are our best guiding principle. It's our emotions, not our mental ego. You may have heard the angelic realm lambasting the mental ego a bit, and they get quite frustrated as I've dealt with them because they say, why do you always put the mental ego first? And my response is because it keeps me safe in societal norms. And that's what I perceive the mental ego does. And they said, well, that's fine. Put your emotions first. If something doesn't feel right, question it. If something feels bad, move away from it. Move out of alignment with it. And I'm going to come back to what Betsy talked about when she had a person that she felt bad, she felt being demeaned by. Then her response, and I honor her so much for this, was to stop and reflect on what she was doing to others. I love her term, the boomerang approach. And the boomerangs come flying back faster than that which we put out, or with more energy, more dynamic, more powerful. And with that, embracing that, with embracing the fact that what we put out boomerangs back to us, don't we want to live in high, positive, powerful emotion? If we're in fear and doubt and worry, that's coming back to us multifold. And I've not heard of an agenda that's based on fear and doubt and worry. Rather, what I perceive, and notice the words I'm saying them very diligently. What I perceive is that our agendas are about becoming enlightened. Our agendas are about expanding our knowing, living in the good feelings. If you happen to be someone who reads anything from Jerry and Esther Hicks and Abraham, he speaks so powerfully about following the emotional body, that it is the body that is the truth teller. Now, I think that's with a small t, by the way, as I read it. So our emotions tell us, they are a guidance system for being in alignment with our agenda. And as is in the book, The Creating Formula, when we begin to look at our agenda and try to ferret it out, try to figure out what our agenda is, because, and you may be different than me, my angelic team and the guidance I get from them hasn't laid out my agenda other than to say, when it feels good, you're in alignment. And as I've looked at my life and said, okay, what feels best in my life? And I have about 4, 5, or 6 distinct roles I play in this lifetime. The role of messenger feels best. I get my greatest highs when I prepare for the show. I get my greatest joy as I prepare and think about and connect with the angelic realm and get out of the way and listen as they come in for all of us. So I've put messenger kind of on a high spot on my list of agenda items, on my list of classes, if you will, for this iteration. I also love to utterly support individuals as they connect with their angelic realm, with their knowing. I love to expand the connection we all have with our higher knowing, our guidance. I love it. I had a client the other night, and I went into it and went, shoot, I could be home, I could be this, I could be that. And as I got to my office and prepared for this client, I realized the feeling was so good. So despite some of my mental ego talk of, oh, we, you know, why are we driving in at this time? What are we doing here? What's going on? I realized that as I got to my office and put myself in the space of guide, because that's what I see it as, I was feeling good. 2 hours later, after having an incredible session with this individual, I was walking on air. I was feeling so good. And I was feeling so delighted that I hadn't listened to my mental ego saying, what are you doing here? What's going on? Come on. And instead, I followed guidance. And so my second one in is guide, or the individual that assists others in opening their connection. And then I have a number of others. I love being a mom. I love the relationship I have with my son and my grandsons. I love being a sister and a daughter and an aunt. Wow, do I love being an aunt. And then there are other roles I play that I don't love quite so much, and yet they help pay the bill. And so I accept them. I play in them while I look for ways, while I ask the universe, my team, the boys, the divine, the all, to assist me in living my talents, in living my blessings. Because, quite frankly, I want to be like Betsy. I want to live it fully and not be distracted. And yet possibly, and this is kind of a just in, and what I mean by that is just came in from the universe, possibly the reason I'm doing some of the other, or have some of the other hats I wear, other tasks I do, maybe those are those classes that we all kind of went yuck at in high school and college, and that were necessary to get the degree. So it isn't always every moment about following what we love to do the most. Sometimes some things come into our life that are about completing the education. Sometimes we have come in with agendas that aren't all light and beauty and love and joy as perceived by our cultural norm. However, from our soul perspective, they might be. So the questions we have for you, and we as me and Betsy in the angelic realm, the questions we have for you is, where in your life are you in joy? Not ego, not feeling good about yourself over someone, feeling good about yourself with you. And you know the difference. Oh my gosh, I'm not even going to talk to you about trying to blind yourself with fancy baubles and shiny things. I'm talking about you during those quiet moments. And they may be moments you never tell anyone about, and that is perfect because this is you on you. Notice, journal, take accountability for who you are and love it all. Accept your blessings without saying, who, why me, or I'm so much better. We all come into this world with different backgrounds, different histories, different experiences. That's what makes the world go round. That's what gives the color to our lives. Not better or worse. Those are simply shades of gray. The blues, the greens, the purple, the gold, the reds, the pinks, those are about uniqueness and honoring uniqueness. So what are your uniquenesses? What are your gifts? And oh my gosh, do not let yourself compare. Be pleased with your gifts and begin to bring them to the world a moment at a time, a person at a time. Journal your gifts, your thinking. And if you need to hide it under the bed, hide it. It's okay. It's you on you. Notice those people in your life that you don't like, that are mirroring things to you about you that you don't like. You don't like the feeling. And let's follow Betsy's action steps of writing down how it makes us feel, and then of reviewing our life and seeing where we are creating this boomerang, and then shift us. And then notice how all those little buttons, as I call them, are unhooked. So with that, we have come to the end of another incredible time together. I ask you to live your life in alignment with your agenda, to enjoy it because that's where the joy in living is, and to join me next week as we take up another topic in the book, The Creating Formula. Go to my website, www.theshiftguru.com, and on the very front page, we have a link to either purchase the book and journal, and there's a special right now through the end of December, or to go to patiobooks.com and listen free. And because that is such a delightful site, I suggest you donate. I suggest you create a boomerang into your life of honoring. And with that suggestion, I thank you. I honor you and your agenda. Have an awesome week. And I'll talk with you next week.
If this show has opened some possibilities you would like to explore, visit Joy at her website, theshiftguru.com. That is www.theshiftguru.com. Consider the tools available to you through her books, speaking topics, and offerings as a guide. Joy has assisted individuals just like you to create the lives they desire, one shift at a time. Call Joy at 303-880-5950 or complete the contact form on her website to set an appointment now. Begin shifting your life experience. None of the beliefs being discussed on this show or in Joy's offerings deal with faith-based beliefs.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station's staff, management, or sponsors. WNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for the Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday mornings from 6 to 9. WNN. AM 1470 with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Hi, this is Scott from Kiss Energy Solutions, wishing you a happy holidays and offering you the gift of big savings. You can save up to 50% on your electric bills, and if you call me right now, you can save up to 65% off on all our products and services. So act now and take advantage of the $1,500 federal income tax credit that is expiring at the end of this month. Our products are typically installed in just one day, so we will not disrupt your busy holiday schedule. And you can keep your money for the holidays with our new one-year same-as-cash program. No interest or payments for a year. Get your income tax credit back and save for a year on your electric bills before you have to pay. Remember, the $1,500 federal income tax credit expires at the end of December. So please call now. 1-800-690-3840. That's 1-800-690-3840. Or KissEnergySolutions.com. That's K-I-S-S EnergySolutions.com.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts.
Shaniqua, age 14. Ryan, age 9.
But this isn't about cult statistics. It's about saving kids.
Terrell and Jamal, age 6 months.
Please go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up to get free Amber Alert text messages on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today for free at wirelessamberalerts.org. You can imagine what the family of an abducted child is feeling.
Alexander, age 7.
If you actually did help save that child, just imagine what that would feel like. Wireless...